Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A Monday warrior, me stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, me pride.
It's Friday, May 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I wanted to start today's broadcast with a very important message to everybody. I'm going to state the obvious. Without your support, we'll be shut down. Without your support, we won't be here. And this is like a long 12-round heavyweight champion fight. And we're now in the final rounds. So first off, I want to thank you for your support. But I also want to encourage those of you out there that have supported us in the past to remember that it was your support that allowed us all to do this together. So I want to encourage you all, before we cover all this news and all these guests and all this breaking information today, to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because two of our most popular products, sold out for a year in one case, almost a year in the other, are finally back in stock. We have Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening Toothpaste, fluoride-free with amazing essential oils that is so good for your gums, your teeth, your whole mouth, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, but a limited run. And activated charcoal toothpaste with essential oil as well, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. These are great products, and they fund our operation. But they really invigorate you and your overall health and your well-being. So it's a 360 win. A lot of you love these products. You've complained they weren't available. But many of you never got the products. This is your chance to support the broadcast at this key juncture, which again, I'm very thankful for, and to also try these amazing products. So we have the activated charcoal, toothpaste essential oil, back in stock, and the coral calcium tooth whitening with essential oil, back in stock, but limited runs. We'll take the profits from this and get a bigger order so it's finally back in stock. We've clawed our way back from almost being bankrupt and completely shut down to being solvent and moving into the black. We're sending folks back to the border. We're covering more and more major news issues. We are fighting harder than ever and having an incredible effect against the globalists. And that is because of your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com. In closing, before we take off the main broadcast and cover all this news information, other great products are back in stock, like the CBD oil, highest quality, full spectrum, up to 50% off at leading competitors sell it for. Get it today. Nitric Boost, that cleans out your blood and attacks all that garbage that's inundating the population. It's back in stock. We've got so many other great products that are available, like the game-changing product that was sold out for 2 years, and that's Ultimate Bone Broth with a concentrated bone broth and chicken, the chaga mushroom, the turmeric, the bee pollen, and more. It's back in stock. 10 hours of clean energy, Turbo Force, it's back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, highest rated gradient again. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. But that's only part of it. You need these products. They really are game-changing. They really do change lives. 2 billion people, according to the Lancet Medical Journal and the UN. 2 billion people, according to the Lancet Medical Journal and the UN, have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. We have the highest quality iodine that is absolutely pure, that is amazing, at InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. So get your X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We're going to go to break and come back with a full broadcast. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, May 19th, 2023. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a big broadcast lined up for you. Everything we do is about human empowerment and building a brilliant future. The globalists hate humanity and are building an anti-human future. And I've told you for decades that once the people of Earth understand that the globalists are anti-human and are working against us, other plans will succeed once the population understands that. So you can say what you want about Elon Musk, but him coming out just a few days ago on CNBC and saying George Soros hates humanity and wants to destroy civilization was a totally true statement. That's what the environmental movement is. It has nothing to do with the Earth or what's good for the planet. They're the ones involved in all the genetic engineering and all the chemtrailing and the nuclear testing and all of it. And whether Elon Musk is good or bad, he realizes that humanity is shifting towards this and that the tide is in our favor. It was Julius Caesar that famously said, "There is a tide in the affairs of men. When taken with the flood, leads on to fortune." Our fortune is not Hollywood and palaces and all this crap, but freedom and liberty and an open, competitive society that empowers the individual and through that empowers the masses. So today, I want to talk about some big issues with you here in the first few segments and really ask you, what future do you want? It's been said many times that humanity's at a crossroads, and we're always at a crossroads. We're always at a key point of decisions we have to make. But historically, this point we're at, I don't think anybody denies, is the greatest crossroads our species has ever come upon. And I have to just give nothing but kudos to the general population that we see really learning what's going on at an accelerated curve. And that's why the establishment is so panicked, because they want to control the future. They greedily want to dominate the decisions that are being made and the future destiny, the future evolution, in their words, of our species. I want that to be dictated by us, we the people, not by them. So there's a great battle taking place all around us to decide that. And remember, decades ago, they denied Bilderberg existed and that there were globalist cabals. In fact, a few years ago, they said it didn't exist. The ADL said people should be arrested to even say it exists. But yesterday, Fox News, CBS, CNBC, all admitting global government, the elite secretly meet to save you from the AI that they're launching against us. So when we sit back and look at what's happening, the human smuggling, the enslavement, the fentanyl, the annihilation of the border, the beginning of World War III in Ukraine, all these horrible things that are going on, the transgenderism, the sterilization of our children. When we look at that, we sit back and we say, why is this happening? Because the globalists want power over life and death. They want to be able to play God. They've decided there's too many of us. And quite frankly, there are a lot of aimless people. There are a lot of dumb people. There are a lot of lazy people. Hell, I'm one of them half the time. But they can't play God. So I hate to quote Marvel Comics or DC Comics or whatever it was, but the first Man of Steel of the new remake with the new Superman that came out like 8-9 years ago was so powerful at the beginning, because Superman's dad is the chief scientist and he's there confronting General Zod, the head general, who has just wiped out the elite of the planet. And he says, they're degenerate, they're inbred, they're scum, and we've got to wipe everybody else out. Superman's dad says, okay, Zod, you're going to decide who we kill? and Zod kind of looks down and realizes, yeah, I'm degenerate too. So humanity's not going to make it through this by killing millions of people. In fact, once this starts, and it's already begun, humans will rally and humans will fight. And we'll have a war or a group of wars, probably between Pakistan and India, or China and India is probably where it'll start, not in Ukraine. Most numbers actually show that, and I agree with it. And then billions will die, and the globalists will not maintain control. They've deluded themselves because they've had crisis management for so long where they create crises or they exacerbate crises, and then they use those problems to get more power and control. That works until you reach a threshold point. And I think anybody knows we've reached that point. So I've had a lot of guests on, a lot of people on, and even mainline commentary from even people on Fox News are saying the FBI are traitors and we need to arrest all the FBI and we need to do all this stuff. And yes, the leadership of the FBI should be arrested. And yes, the Justice Department is captured and at war with American people. But most of the government, and I'm not lauding the government, I just know because I've studied it, is actually awake and upset about what's happening, just like the public. So what I'm saying here is we don't want a civil war with the government. The government's just an infrastructure we built. The globalists are trying to destroy that, defund the police, annihilate the dollar, get rid of the borders. We need to take back our government through ideology and ideas and lawsuits and criminal charges and bring those that are guilty to justice, but we're being tricked and manipulated into a civil war to believe the federal government is our enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's way too big. It's out of control. A bunch of it's unconstitutional. They just hired 87,000 IRS agents. Believe me, I get it. But there are very dark forces, just like with the race war. There are whites that are bad. There are blacks that are bad. The liberals have basically weaponized the culture and trained a lot of blacks to believe that whites deserve to be attacked, and there's 20-to-1 attacks on whites by blacks, and the ADL tries to cover that up. That's all true, and the FBI covers it up. But what I'm saying is, do we really think at the end of the day the race war there started is really about white people or black people? No, it's about the globalists manipulating us. What I'm saying is the race war they've started is very real. The federal government being captured out of control is very real. But we've got to be above that and see the larger picture rather than trying to tear the country apart and not get baited into this. Not get manipulated into violence, because people are angry and they're upset and they think the right thing to do is to attack. But you need to attack through information. The Pentagon will tell you, and they're right on this, that in World War II, 60-70% of war was information. And by Vietnam, they said it was 80%. And by Desert Storm 1 and 2, it was 90%. 95%. Folks, it's 99% information now. So all of you that want violence need to understand that if you don't put your energy into the information war to affect things and expose things and peacefully resist now, are you really going to go around and kill people if an open war starts? And what are you going to kill? The cops? The military? They're being ordered to do this. And I'm not saying they come and take you to camp or forcibly inject you or try to kill you. You shouldn't defend yourself. But that doesn't hurt the New World Order. Exposing the Bilderberg Group, exposing the globalists, exposing their operations, exposing BlackRock. We've got 20 states right now pulling out of BlackRock and saying we're not going to do SEGs, UN control of our policies, and cutting off our energy. We're having devastating victories. We had hearings 2 months ago that admit the deep state censoring and surveilling Americans, and all the criminalities coming out. I'm going to put clips in a moment. Just to Matt Gaetz's portion, where he brings forward these FBI agents and whistleblowers that are exposing that there were feds inside January 6th, basically running the attack. We're winning the information war right now. That's why our enemy has the federal provocateur Patriot Front out there. The ADL's been caught funding and supporting groups like that. That's why they're so desperate for this fight. So for me, it's not some wimpy thing like, I don't want a physical war because I'm not a tough guy. Come on, folks. I put my skin in the game for 29 years, and I got on the front lines of this info war. I know the answer is exposing their policies and their ideas and being like Mahatma Gandhi, who was copying Christ, and Martin Luther King Jr. There were maybe 50,000 British troops and 500 million Indians when Mahatma Gandhi peacefully simply stood up to what they were doing and stood up against their unconstitutional taxes. Famously, Indians had to buy salt for their food from the government. They put you in jail for 5 years. If they caught you going to the ocean in India, large part of it's in the Indian Ocean, part of the Pacific Ocean, if they caught you going to the sea, you know the rocks of the sea and there's, you know, crystals all over it, you pick it up. If they caught you 5 years in prison, no ifs, ands, or buts. He marched with 50 people, then 100 people, as he went towards the sea from the north of India out to the coast. And by the time he got there, he had millions of people with him, and they all sat there and they gathered salt and said, F you, British Empire. And it was over. Now, they went up to him with clubs, and they split his head open, and they beat a lot of people to death. But everybody saw that. So, see, it takes Christ-like power to not be violent when the enemy wants it, but to sit there and take it, because then that proves they're wrong. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to go to this Matt Gaetz clip. I noticed this was big news yesterday, but the audio was bad. We're trying to boost the audio when the FBI agents are speaking for a reason. The audio wasn't good.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marcus Allen, an FBI analyst who did work around evidence, sharing it with folks. He saw videos that concerned him about the federal government's own involvement in January 6th. Here's Marcus Allen.
Videos to me indicated potential problems with the investigation as far as informants were concerned and our organization's potential forthrightness about utilization of informants there on that day. That might have some impact on our cases and the, you know, the subjects that we're looking up, and then just a general awareness overall for the investigation as a whole that there might have been some kind of potential federal involvement with the activities on January 6th, and I thought it was important enough that it, like, wanted our attention.
So much of the good work happening at the FBI is throughout this country, and a lot of the rot, the committee has learned, emerges out of headquarters and out of the Washington field office. Gerardo Boyle described the conflict that existed as the Washington field office put pressure on other field offices around the country to engage in law enforcement work without predication. This is Mr. O'Boyle.
Did WFO pressure other field offices to keep January 6th cases open or open cases?
I would say they pressured us to open cases to some degree. One example that I have personally, I made this is one of my protective disorders, so I'll just touch on it a little bit. But I received a lead about someone based on an anonymous tip. And in law enforcement, anonymous tips don't hold very much weight, especially without evidence that you can corroborate pretty easily. I wasn't able to corroborate anything they said, even after speaking with the person they allege potential criminal behavior of. While I'm trying to figure all that out, I get another lead from the same agent who sent me that lead. And they essentially tried to get me to violate policy or law.
Trying to get people to break the law without sufficient predication is a weaponization of our government, and all Americans suffer when resources are misallocated, when stats are padded. Following 9/11, the FBI set up all of these terrorism entities to look outward at people abroad who might seek to harm our country, but a lot of those authorities were turned inward against our own people, and the result was stat padding for the purpose of FBI officials trying to convince Congress that the violent extremism threat was more enhanced than it indeed was, and we got critical testimony on that point also from Mr. O'Boyle.
As a DT agent, I encountered similar stat padding or case bolstering. Truth be told, it was one case, like, but the FBI had me open up four different cases because they had me open a case for every individual that I had an articulable factual basis that there may have been potential federal law being violated. Where, like, on a criminal case, say you're working like a gang, which is, this case was, I guess, like a militia. If you're working like a gang, you have a case open on a gang, and you have a subfile for each person in it. Like, you know, John Doe 1, 2, and 3, they all have their own subfile. Where in my case, John Doe 1, 2, 3, and 4 all have their own separate case, because then the FBI can, from my perspective, the FBI can come back to Congress and say, look at all the domestic terrorism we've investigated. Or really, I was working one case, but the FBI can then say, well, he actually had four, so we, you know, he should give us more money because look at how big of a threat all this domestic terrorism is.
So a lot of positive things are happening right now, and a lot of people are coming forward. And we need to understand that the globalists have written so many books and so many white papers saying, we're going to control the leaders of nations, we're going to have them do all these horrible things, then we're going to blame the leaders and the governments to bring them down. But something's happened. We know Biden's a puppet of the WEF and the UN. We know that. And so, yes, reform the government. Yes, cut it way down. Yes, deal with it. But do not believe that your enemy is the government. We should be violent. And I know most of you get that, but people are pissed. And I'm not saying under common law, under the Declaration of Independence, we don't have a right to stand up and fight. No, I mean, we do at this point. They've given us poison shots. They rolled out a bioweapon gain of function. They're cutting children's genitals off. They are doing all of this to incite us into a revolution. The violence is not the answer. And for all of you that want it, you may get it. But we have to work so hard right now, in my view, to not do that and break the back of the censors and take information like this and get out to everybody you know. We're building a pro-human future. The globalists are building a post-human future. What does Yuval Noah Harari, the high priest of the WEF, say? He says the future is not human. Well, I say the future is human, but we have to decide it's human. I lost friends. I lost family to the COVID attack. I lost people that took the shot. We know what they did. It's a Holocaust, and it's terrible. But we can't let them divide and conquer us and make it about Christian or Muslim or Jew. Yeah, we all have our differences. We can all debate those things. But we are being attacked by the same anti-human evil force that seeks to destroy us. And it's just that simple. We have to take the high road. And I know you're doing that. And I commend you for doing that. But I'm begging you all to pray to God and ask God to lead God and direct us. And through that process of seeking God and repenting, myself included, and saying, I'm sorry and I want to be better, and reaching out to God and saying that prayer, it will open our mind up to God and to the universe, and we will go in the right direction. Now, that said, they're cutting off our energy. We're going into a depression. Times are going to be really, really hard. Things are going to get more and more intense. So spend time with your family and get right with God and spend every day you can and every moment you can promoting freedom and promoting liberty and discrediting the globalists and exposing them, but then offering the alternative of what America's promise was. America's the best house in a bad neighborhood. We're not perfect, but compared to other countries, we're the best. And it's because of the ethos we had, the Christian ethos, the Renaissance ethos, and building this new system. So I'm extremely honored to be here. I'm extremely blessed to be able to talk to you. And I'm very, very thankful that all of you have sponsored us. You're our sponsors, you're our solicitors, to bring us to this point. We couldn't do it without you. But now, the crucial part of the battle is coming, the crucible. The real heart of the war is now. And we can't do this without God. So I go back to that again and again and again. So to those that are already awake, thank you. And I commend you and I salute you. For those on the fence, you know where we're going is wrong. You know you've been lied to. You know we have a deep state. You know we have tyranny. You know they're coming after the children. You know these people are divorced from God. And the only way you're going to be fulfilled and empowered is to admit that to yourself. So, Owen Schroyer is about to take over. We've got some huge guests today. I'm going to take a few days off with family to recharge and refocus. I'll be working behind the scenes. I'll be popping in on the show as well. For myself and the whole crew, again, I just want to thank you one more time for your support. I just ask you to be the Paul Revere's. You know you are now. And I see you doing it. You're an incredible job. Take the live show and share it. Take the articles and share them. Go to InfoWars.com. Take clips out of the show. Upload them everywhere, because we've been vindicated and humanity is awakening right now. This is the crossroads. Thank you. God bless and good luck. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus
and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Secretly anymore. Now their world government is out in the open, so they're branding it as the global elite meet in secret to save you from the AI that they themselves are deploying against humanity. The U.S. is on the verge of defaulting on the debt, but the truth is, due to the quadrillions that have been issued in U.S. currency worldwide, we're already in default via inflation. The borders are collapsing, but humanity is waking up. And that's the most important thing to understand. This is a global problem. It's the new world order. But as I said earlier, the good news is humanity is waking up to what's happening. We'll have live coverage this week and next week through the Bilderberg meeting this weekend. We're going to have some reporters that we're going to be interviewing that are on the ground there and more. But we already know the New Order's agenda because they tell us through the Davos Group and through the Carnegie, Ford, and, of course, Rockefeller foundations.
Their plan is total planetary enslavement, a worldwide cashless society, so they can then slowly turn off the resources with a social credit score and control our lives to an extent that is almost unimaginably wicked and diabolical. I'm going to hand the baton now to the great Owen Schroyer, who with his crew last week knocked it out of the park at the Texas border. A special guest and more coming up. And next week is going to be jam-packed with massive guests just like this week. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. Only through you, the tip of the spear, can we defeat the enemy. When I say that, I'm not patting you on the head. Ladies and gentlemen, they hate this broadcast because they hate you. And they know this is one of the main, if not the dominant, focal point against their agenda. We're promoting truth and justice and freedom. We're promoting God, country, and family. We're promoting prosperity and security. They're promoting pure, absolute death. Reject the New World Order and embrace God. Now, Owen Schroyer from the ATX headquarters takes over.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live. Owen Schroyer hosting the Alex Jones Show. We got a lot of news to cover today. We've got guest Jane Ruby in the third hour, Dr. Jane Ruby. And then our fourth hour host, Jay Dyer, getting into the Bilderberg meetings that have kicked off. And it would appear their main issues are how they're going to use AI against us and what they're going to do about Vladimir Putin, or how are they going to cope with the fact that Ukraine is losing that war, and the only way for them to get back their vassal state, the only way for them to get back their proxy state of Ukraine is all-out war with Russia. Are they really ready to make that move? Now, in the meantime, I've got some of the leftovers from yesterday's major whistleblower testimony from FBI agents. And there's one clip that I want to play today. We played for almost the entire show in the war room. It was probably about 2 hours of these clips. But there's one clip I think we really need to just hammer out there. And that was one of the FBI whistleblowers talking about how the FBI will crush you and the government will crush you if you dissent. I mean, that is everything. And that is the truth. And that might be a bland way of putting it, because it's more complex than that. The government itself is not an entity that can move or discriminate, but it gives individuals the power to move and discriminate against their political opposition. And that's what we've now seen from the FBI. And I guess all the people in charge now are Democrats, is what's going on. And so the whistleblowers know it's that the Democrat Party is the corrupt party. And I understand, you know, people get upset. And quite frankly, it's low-level thinking. It's a low IQ understanding of things, but I understand it. People get upset when you just tell the truth. And they'll say, well, the Republican Party did this, the Republican Party this, the Republican Party that. I'm not up here promoting the Republican Party. In fact, I don't even know, I wouldn't even call myself a Republican. I would say I'm a Republican voter just because their values more closely align with mine. But I hear the same hemming and hawing. Oh, the Republicans this, George Bush that. Yeah, okay, I know. I'm not dealing with George Bush right now. I'm not dealing with Republicans trying to destroy my country right now. It's the damn dirty Democrats. But it's this thing that they cling to, and it's liberals, and this is why now they support war, because they cannot move on with the times. Sure, maybe the Republican Party was the source of most evil in this country at a different time. It's not. It's the Democrats. They now run everything. They are the source for all World Economic Forum agendas, for all, well, I mean, just look at what's going on in Democrat-run cities. Just look at what's going on in the country now that the Democrats have the White House. And the Democrats are the source. The Democrat Party is the source for all anti-American discrimination and persecution in this country. And that's why the whistleblowers refused to go to Democrats. And so the Democrats sat up there at the hearing yesterday and they said, you need to give us access to your whistleblowers. You need to give us access to everything. And Jim Jordan, the chair of the committee, said, no, we don't. And they don't want to go to you because they don't trust you. They've seen behind the curtains. They know it's the Democrats running all the persecution. They know it's the Democrats that are totally lawless. They know it's just an average Democrat that just has abandoned all morals, all integrity, honesty. So, yeah, why would these FBI whistleblowers go to the very Democrats who are the ones destroying the country? Why would these FBI whistleblowers go to the very Democrats that are trying to destroy their lives? So I'm going to make sure we play that clip, and I got a stack of news on that. I mean, at this point, Joe Biden is beyond a joke. Do you even bother covering it anymore? They already had to shorten his trip to Japan because they know he can't be overseas for too long without whatever special medical care he needs. Again, he's got his little cheat sheet there, but okay, that's just what Biden needs. He almost falls down a flight of steps with his rigid, unorthodox walking style. He can't open an umbrella. So the whole thing is just an embarrassment at this point. And they're going to run him again, and they're going to take the nomination from RFK, and they're going to give it to Joe Biden, and you're going to witness it all. Now, the good news in all of this, folks, even the average stubborn liberal progressive Democrat is starting to admit what's really going on here, is starting to admit not just the failure that Joe Biden is, but the absolute corruption that has come from his administration and when he was vice president. It's just undeniable at this point. So we'll have more of that. Now, why are they canceling gay pride parades in Florida? Why are they canceling gay pride parades in Florida? Well, we'll tell you about that. The American left and Democrats tried to start a race war over a white pregnant nurse renting a bike that black men tried to steal from her. So the black men that tried to steal a bike from a pregnant white nurse were then the victims, and the white lady was the bad guy. Even though she was the one that rented the bike, she's now produced the receipts. But you know, it's funny, through all that haze, it was actually one of our crew members that had the most poignant response to this. Oh, and we've got the libtarded climate change activists blocking the road in London again. People are getting sick of that, too. Nowadays, you block these people trying to get to work, they get out of their car, and, well, let's just say they give you the old what for.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people.
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
FBI whistleblower Garrett O. Boyle. The FBI will crush you. The government will crush you. Oh, believe me, I have been on the receiving end of these crushing efforts. But who to tell you more than insiders that have dealt with it themselves? And it's Democrats running the whole thing, folks. Understand that. These are not conservatives. These are not patriots. These are liberals. These are progressives. These are Democrats. These are anti-American communists. These are hate-filled degenerates. And anybody that has any inkling of integrity or honesty or patriotism or faith in God, they hate you. It is their driving motivation to crush you. This is the reality of what we're dealing with. And boy, oh boy, was yesterday's congressional hearing, I mean, the only failure in it is that 300 plus million Americans didn't see it. The only failure in it is that not every American will hear that and understand what is being voiced in the concerns from these FBI whistleblowers. And when you understand why they didn't go to a single Democrat on the committee, you understand everything. Because they know where the source of evil is coming from. They know where the source of political persecution is coming from. They know what political party has weaponized the FBI. And again, I get it. Oh, but George Bush did the Patriot Act. George Bush. I'm not talking about George Bush. I'm talking about what's going on today. Put aside your hatred for George Bush and come to the current timetable, please. They will crush you if you try to expose the truth. FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle ends hearing with chilling warning on FBI tyranny and abuse. Every American should hear that. And it's really just time to shut down the FBI. FBI suddenly dropped 4 investigations into Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton ahead of 2016 election. That came out in the Durham report. And that whole thing with Comey was all a smokescreen. Comey was always the Democrat operative. And so they did a fake investigation with James Comey, and then he came out and said, oh, I did an investigation. There's nothing to see here. Well, now we look at it. They didn't do the investigation, and there was something to see there, and they buried it. Always protecting their own. Conservative Wyoming Representative Harriet Hegman goes off on corrupt FBI and Department of Justice at whistleblower hearing. I will name names. Yeah, I'm hoping this committee is going to do things that are long, long, long overdue. Now, I'm not going to be betting my bottom dollar on it. I'm not going to be holding my breath. But we've heard from multiple members of the Republican-led House now, including on the Weaponization of Government Committee and the Oversight Committee. They sound more like the average American than I've ever heard saying, look, we understand people that are going to listen to this and they're going to think to themselves, why should I care? Nothing will ever get done. We feel the same way. We're going to try to change that. That was Kat Kamick yesterday. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday. That was Harriet Hegman yesterday. Expressing what we have felt for a long, long time. When are the real criminals going to be held to justice? FBI former FBI special agent left homeless after blowing the whistle on FBI and DOJ. Gives powerful testimony on abuses of power and weaponization. And that's what the left wants. If you don't join their cult, they want you homeless and starving out on the streets. Dirty FBI revoked security clearances of whistleblowers before congressional testimony. But 51 signatories of bogus Hunter Biden laptop letters still have theirs. So they openly lie. They all knew they lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They get to keep their jobs. But if you blow the whistle on corruption, you lose yours. This is what leftists do. Communists. Authoritarians, control freaks. Democrat Stacey Plaskett defends FBI for targeting white Christian males and for threatening violence at whistleblower hearing. They are obsessed with their anti-white bigotry. They are obsessed with their hatred for white people. But the truth is, that's just their scapegoat. That's just their scarecrow. That's just their straw man. You'll notice this if you haven't already. Whenever a liberal progressive Democrat has nowhere to go in a debate, whenever a liberal progressive Democrat has nowhere to go with actual facts or information or knowledge or intelligence or philosophy or logic or anything, what do? You're a racist. You're a white supremacist. That's all they have. And it really, again, just exposes how low their IQ is. Now, here's an interesting thing. We've noticed now, people have noticed now, it's the same FBI agent they're sending on these persecution house calls. And recently, you had FBI agents Ashley Roberts and Kathleen Brown went to a pro-life activist's house, Elise Ketch. Now, she's a progressive. She's a lefty. She runs the Progressives Against Abortion group. Because, yes, even liberals and progressives know that killing a baby should be murder. And so Ashley Roberts is the FBI agent that showed up at her house. And it turns out Ashley Roberts is the same FBI agent as Kyle Serafin, one of the FBI whistleblowers, was reporting last year who showed up at one of his colleagues' house to harass him. So you see, they hire people that are either too low IQ to understand what they're doing, or they hire people they know are hardcore leftists that will love to be part of this political persecution. They love it. They have hatred in their heart. And so if they have the government power and a badge to go after those that they hate, they will do so. Now, which example is Ashley Roberts? Is she just a useful idiot being used by the FBI? Or is she having a good time politically persecuting enemies of the Democrat Party? Same agent. Now, this issue with racism in the country is actually getting interesting, because the truth is most people don't care about your skin color. Most people don't give a damn about your skin color. And if you believe racism exists, then there's nothing you're ever going to be able to do to fix that. And quite frankly, you just shouldn't even care, because it shouldn't even affect your life. But the left is bringing it back in multiple ways. They're bringing it back into the consciousness as a political weapon, but they're also bringing it back as these lefties actually hate white people. And they actually want to make a systemic racism aimed against white people. But now Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush and everybody else are calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist. All over. They're all over D.C. They're all over on the internet. They're all over on TV. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a white supremacist. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not being affected by this at all, and I'm glad that she's not. But think about it. Think about it. Why do they do this? Why do they lie and call Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist? Well, one, because they can't have a real debate on policy, on issues, on facts, so they go to that. But two, this is also left-wing terrorism, folks. This is left-wing terrorism. They want to label their opposition the most degrading names. They want to put their opposition into a position of the most sordid and despicable people in our civilization when it's not accurate. Yes, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, and other Democrats accusing Marjorie Taylor Greene of being a white supremacist, they are trying to get her hurt. They are trying to get her killed. They want black people to hate her and commit crimes against her. And when it happens, they won't be held accountable. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has been swatted 6 times, probably by Democrats. Now, the same Democrat activist groups said that you should be charged for murder if you do a false SWAT raid on somebody when their paid opposition, little Harry Sissy, got a fake SWAT raid at his house, allegedly. They said you should be tried for murder. So who did the fake SWAT raids on Marjorie Taylor Greene's house? Somebody motivated by Jamal...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.